In the United States, an outspoken Democrat and vocal critic of President Donald Trump has become the latest person to launch a 2020 campaign for the White House. Senator Kamala Harris announced her plans on the Martin Luther King public holiday today. She's vowing to stand up for women, African Americans and immigrants, as Thomas Ariti reports.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. And thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
In Washington, Donald Trump paid his respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. Some reporters saw it as an opportunity to question the president about the government shutdown, but during the short appearance, he didn't respond. Others, like former Vice President Joe Biden, took a different approach.
They have been deliberately reawakened again, those forces. It's not an accident. They have been deliberately reawakened again, unearthed by loose talk, by direct appeals to prejudice from the alt-right. And then something I never thought I would live to see again, having a president of the United States make a moral equivalence between those who were spreading the hate and those who were opposing it, saying there were, quote, very fine people on both sides.
He joined a host of political leaders in honoring the civil rights leader, including Senator Bernie Sanders.
Dr. King is a hero of mine. I had the honor, when I was a college student, of being at the March on Washington and hearing his I Have a Dream speech.
But it wasn't just a day to pay respects. The political journey ahead was also on the agenda, and one contender chose today to enter the race.
How do I describe myself? I describe myself as a proud American.
Kamala Harris is a first-term senator and former Attorney General of California. The 54-year-old is one of the earliest high-profile Democrats to join what's expected to be a crowded field in next year's presidential contest.
My concern is that when we make decisions about what we will do in terms of our military presence, much less our diplomatic priorities, that we do that in a way that will involve consultation with our military leaders.
Kamala Harris is the daughter of immigrants from Jamaica and India. And in her political career, she's become known for challenging the Trump administration, particularly over the appointments of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. But despite her popularity amongst some activists, it'll be a tough road ahead. There could be up to 20 Democrats planning to run for the presidency, possibly including some with a high profile. But Kamala Harris says she's up for a fight.
He is now holding the American people hostage over a vanity project that he calls a wall, while 800,000 people are trying to figure out how they're going to pay their rent, how they're going to pay their mortgage. It is completely irresponsible. And those folks don't want a wall, they want a paycheck.
This morning on Twitter, Donald Trump again hit back at those critical of his plans on the border. He's demanded that the Democrats stop playing games and give America the security it deserves. Calling the situation a humanitarian crisis, the president wrote that Democrats were kidding themselves by saying you can stop crime, drugs, human trafficking and caravans without a wall or steel barrier, an issue that's no doubt set to dominate the agenda in the presidential race. So far, Kamala Harris is the fifth Democrat to announce she's running.
Thomas Ariti reporting.